Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by Dr. Mark Walker, Executive Director of Surgical Health Collective, helping people with skill and caring. In this segment, we're going to be finding out a little bit more about Dr. Tanya Lowe and her upcoming Put Your Dream to the Test symposium. My guest today is a native of Albany, Georgia. She is a graduate of Clark Atlanta University and received her Ph.D. from Capella University. Currently, she is the Chief Executive Officer of the Resurging Group of Metro Atlanta and the Impact Experience. It is an honor to have on the phone today a woman who appreciates quality, knows what she wants, and definitely is a go-getter. Dr. Tanya Lowe, welcome back to Sparkplug Radio.
Good morning, Sparkplug, and good morning, Sparkplug listeners. It's an honor to be here with you today.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well, very excited to be on the show to talk about dreams and helping people put feet on their dreams and make those dreams actualized.
All right. Well, Dr. Lowe, we know you are extremely busy, so let's get right into it, okay?
Great.
Well, first and foremost, tell us what the Resurging Group of Metro Atlanta is.
Oh, Sparkplug. The Resurgent Group of Metro Atlanta is a human services consulting and leadership development firm. And what we do is we believe in turning concepts into reality. And we do this by providing training, strategic planning, leadership development, coaching, simulated practice where we go in and we really work with people, individuals and organizations, one-on-one to get them where they need to be to help them reach their goals. We work with behavioral health organizations as well as nonprofit organizations and companies.
All right. Well, how did the Impact Experience evolve from TRGMA?
Sparkplug, we have been, the Resurgent Group has been in business for since 2006. We're going into our seventh year. And working with behavioral health agencies and nonprofits around the state, we realized that one of the largest gaps that exists is the gap between what we know and what we do. And all of that leads to leadership or a lack of leadership. So in working with our clients, we realized that what they experienced as deficits was because of what they were not providing as far as leadership. And so we started providing coaching services. We started providing strategic planning on building up the leaders in these organizations so that they could lead their teams, so that their teams could go out and do the great work that they do.
Speaking of leadership, what led you to join the John Maxwell team?
Wow, I have been a fan of John Maxwell for many years. I was inspired to join the John Maxwell team because I was already providing coaching and consultation to our clients, like I mentioned, and I wanted to align myself with a coaching program that would lend additional credibility to what I was already providing. I chose John Maxwell over other programs because of John Maxwell's simple and powerful messages about growth, as well as also because I felt that the program was also in alignment with my values and what I believe as far as helping people and leading people to their dreams and to their goals and to just being better better leaders and better companies.
Well, I know John Maxwell has written many, many books on leadership. Do you have a favorite?
My favorite is it's the 360-degree leader. You able to lead from 360 degrees, which talks about being able to lead from wherever you are in an organization. And I think that's my favorite book because a lot of times people feel if I'm not in the big chair, then I'm not the leader, if I'm not the chairperson or the president, but that's not true. We all have leadership abilities. We all can provide and make an impact in our organizations and our companies and our communities. And so that book really resonated with me. My second favorite book is, of course, The 21 Laws of Leadership, which is a book that's been in circulation, I believe, for over 20 years, and it really lays a great foundation of leadership, and it's applicable for individuals, individual growth, and organizational growth as well.
So you really believe in leadership from the boardroom to the stockroom?
I really do. I really do, Spark Plug. Leadership is about influence. It's about making an impact, and we all have that ability to make that impact. We all want to change our communities, our lives, our state, our country, and it all starts with one person. If not me, who? And I want to share that vision with other people, again, so that they can make an impact where they are.
Well, you really seem to enjoy what you do. What is it that you most enjoy about what you do at the Resurgent Group of Metro Atlanta and the Impact Experience?
Well, Spark Plug, I really enjoy watching the changes and the growth that takes place with our clients. We had a client, and we were working with her, and we've been working with her for several months, and she was at a place of wanting to close her business. And because I believed in her and she believed in us, she allowed us to come in there, and we helped her turn her business around 360. And so that's what I enjoy most, being able to use my talents, my skills, my abilities to help others to reach their goals, to help them not to give up, but to go on that extra step, that extra mile to do great things.
All right. Well, helping people pursue their dreams is very important to you as well. Why is this so important?
Spark Plug, pursuing dreams is very important to me. I am very fortunate to be able to live my dreams, and getting my PhD and having a business that has thrived. We're going into our seventh year, and people look at me and say, "Wow, you know, you're doing great things." And my response is, "You can do great things too." You know, pursuing your dreams is about purpose and passion and legacy. And I believe that when you pursue your dreams, you're developing your legacy. When we work toward our dream, you work toward your legacy. And there's a poem about making use of your dash. And when we pursue our dreams, and that's a part of our dash, you know, the dash between the time we were born and the time we die. And so we want to leave a legacy, whether that's starting a business or writing a book or putting some things in place for your family. It's about legacy. It's about putting those things that will in place that will impact long after you're gone. One of the things that I share with people is that the cemetery is a very rich place. And if you look at the cemetery and you really think about how many people die with their dreams, how many people have wonderful, exciting dreams that they never move forward toward making them happen. And it's very unfortunate. And I want to help as many people as I can to move toward those dreams and making them actualized.
Well, Dr. Lowe, what is your message to the people out there in our listening audience who may have, for a variety of reasons, given up on their dreams?
I say don't. Don't give up on your dreams. If you've given up, but pull them out, dust them off, write them down, and move forward. Spark Plug, people oftentimes give up on their dreams because of fear. You know, they're afraid. I'm afraid. What if I fail? Well, that's okay. Every time you fail, you learn something from that. And it gives you the opportunity to realign and readjust. Over the 7 years that I've had my business, I have failed, but I've learned from it, and it has helped me to grow and make things better. People also don't pursue their dreams because of resources. And I'm here to say today, if that's one of the reasons why you're not pursuing your dreams, know that there are people out there that want to help you. They're just as passionate as I am about helping you to reach your dreams and live the life that you have that you have are destined to live.
Well, let's back up a little bit and get back to legacy. What would you like your legacy to be?
Wow, spark plug. I would like my legacy. I guess my personal motto is, if I can help someone along the way, then my living will not be in vain. And I saw that growing up with my family and my grandmother. And so my legacy is helping people, helping businesses, helping women, helping students, helping people to grow and become the best that they can be. You know, I have a background in counseling and psychological services, and I think that I was very inspired by watching people come in who had severe mental illness, and people who struggled with addiction turn their lives around. And I believed in them, and they did the hard work to take their dream and their life to the next step. You don't have to have tremendous deficits in your life in order to take your dream to the next step. And so I want my legacy to be that she believed in people. She went above and beyond to help people. She was an inspiration to people. And she connected people. I also believe in connecting people. And I want that to be my legacy, because those are the things that drive me each day.
Now, let's go back a little bit. You talked about your family. What is it about Albany, Georgia, that has produced so many powerful women like yourself, like Dr. Bisa Lewis, like Miss Lethia Owens, who's a branding expert? I mean, what's going on in Albany, Georgia, that they're making such a big impact on the world?
Sparkplug, I believe in Albany, Georgia, just like in any other town, there are people who believed in us, that mentored us, that, you know, they didn't call it coaching then, but they mentored us, and they made sure that we were in the right environments, and they taught us, and we had family support. There were people who wanted to see us do better, and do better than generations before. And so when I think about my hometown, which I love dearly, I think about my high school teacher. You know, I think about my principal. I think about other friends that I had who may have graduated before I did, and they went on to do great things. I think about all of the inspiration that came from my town. That was just, it paved the way. It set footsteps for me to just continue to move forward and do great things. I think about my family. You know, I come from a family where it's both, we strive for education and entrepreneurship. And so I had, I'm a product of both of those, you know. So my family was also a great inspiration to me as well, and made sure that I stayed on the right track, and made sure that encouraged me. You know, encouragement is key to pursuing your dreams, and you've got to have a strong support system when it comes to pursuing your dreams as well.
Well, let's just keep it real here.
Okay.
You are really, really lucky to have such a great support system. But what do you tell those people who don't have that support system? They didn't grow up with people believing in them. They don't have that strong family structure. What do you tell those people about still pursuing their dreams in spite of?
Find a support system. Make your own support system. When when people say, you know, I watch you and I watch the see the people in the magazines, and you know, I wish that I could do that. And Sparkler, I can't help every single person, but if there's one thing that I can do to help someone follow their dreams or to encourage them, I do that. My team, I encourage them to reach out and support people. We work with students, and so we work with other women who have the same dreams that I have. And so I tell them, if you don't have a support system, make a support system. And that's the key to networking. That's the key to networking is not only just exchanging business cards, but it's developing a relationship, finding someone who will help you along your path, as well as championing you and hold you accountable as well. So not having a support system, I didn't grow up in this type of family or that type of family. We live in an environment today where there are so many people doing amazing things that don't mind sharing their time and their talent and to mentor and to educate you so that you can be as great as you would like to be as well.
Beautiful. Well, let's change gears here and talk about this big event you have coming up.
All
Tell
right.
us about your upcoming Put Your Dream to the Test Symposium.
Sparkplug, we are so excited about the Put Your Dream to the Test Symposium. And I truly, you know, this symposium is so, it's in alignment with what I believe and my vision of helping people to reach their dreams and to maximize their potential. And so on this day, we're going to have speakers come out and they're going to talk about the importance of branding to your dream. You know, a lot of times people think about, I'm not a company, but what's your personal brand? What is your image? What are you putting out there? How does that affect your dream? We're going to have someone focus on the importance of networking to your dream. We talk about networking. Networking is probably one of the words that we throw out all the time, but do people really know how to do it, and do they do it effectively? I don't think so. A lot of my students say, you know, I don't know how to really network. And so if you want to get more impact out of your networking, come out and hear Bonnie Ross Parker talk about that. And then, you know, whenever you're pursuing your dream, you're going to have challenges. I wish I could say I didn't have any challenges or pitfalls when I was pursuing my doctorate degree. I had several. When I was starting my business, I had several, but I didn't give up. And I bounced back quickly because I never took my eye off the prize. And so Phil Parker is going to talk about the importance of embracing change to your dream. And then, of course, I'm going to talk about and teach how to put your dream to the test using the principles of John Maxwell. And, of course, our session is going to be moderated by you, Sparkplug. So we're expecting a great day. And Kim Carswell. Kim Carswell is going to do the session on branding and social media and just really getting your identity in place. And so we're very excited. We're going to have some great a great panel. We're going to have great people coming out. We're offering some specials to your listeners today. So anyone listening, if they go to the Put Your Dream to the Test Eventbrite page, they can register 2-for-1 today. And so we're just really excited. We're really excited about people actually attending this symposium and leaving with a plan. It's not, you know, we need to take people from talking about it to putting feet on it, putting action on it. You know, faith without works is dead. We need to start working on it. And so in December, if someone says, what did you do towards your dream? I went to a symposium, and I learned some things in 4 different areas, and I actually have 4 plans to put in place. If you can only do one thing towards your dream, then make that happen.
All right. So why symposium?
Why not symposium? Everyone has a conference. Everyone has a workshop. Everyone has a training. Anyone can have a training, but why not symposium? Why not symposium? I found that the symposium to me is a strong word. It's a regal word. It's a word that exudes pride and excellence, and so that's why I chose the word symposium.
All right. Well, what is the date of your event? Where will it be held, and what is the cost?
The date of the event is February 1st. It's going to be held at the DeKalb Conference Center, Georgia Piedmont Technical College, which is formerly DeKalb Technical College, 495 North Indian Creek Drive in Clarkston, Georgia. The time is from 8:30 to 4 o'clock p.m. It's an all-day event, and lunch will be provided. And the cost of the event is $99. But again, for your listeners today, we're offering a 2-for-1 special, and they can go to the Eventbrite and register for that.
Well, that's a great deal. 2-for-1 two-for-one deal for the Spark Plug Radio listeners, or would you be kind enough to give out that Eventbrite page address?
Yes, the Eventbrite page is pydtt2013.eventbrite.com. pydtt2013.eventbrite.com.
And that's just an abbreviation for Put Your Dream to the Test Symposium. Now, you told us about some of the speakers that you have booked for the event. Talk a little bit more about these panels that you're going to have.
The panels that we're going to have at the event, or our panels that we have coming up, our mastermind panels.
At the event.
So we're going to have, again, I'm going to teach the symposium, the piece on Put Your Dreams to the Test. Phil Parker is going to teach the piece on embracing change. Kim Carswell is going to teach the piece on personal branding, the importance of personal branding to your dream. Bonnie Ross Parker is going to teach the piece on networking, why that's important to your dream, and the event is going to be moderated by our own Spark Plug. And so each session Spark Plug, people will actually be able to design their plan. So when you're in Bonnie's session and she's talking about networking, you know, you start thinking about who are people that I've not tapped into that I can reach out to and say, hey, I'd like to write a book. I'd like to start a business. I want to go back to school. You know, dreams are unlimited. People, we could wrap a building around the different dreams that people have. And so whatever your dream is, there's somebody that you can network with to help you. When we're talking about change, you know, think about some of those things that you haven't, some of your own gaps. You know, I think we place barriers on ourselves. And so whatever that stinking thinking is you have in your head, acknowledge that and put that to the side. And then we talk about branding. You know, what is your brand? What do you want to be known for? You know, branding is very much in alignment with legacy building and following your purpose and your passion. And so when Kim's talking about that, you're going to develop your plan around branding as well. And then, of course, when I teach the piece on how to put your dream to the test, you're going to actually analyze your dream and look at the 10 key elements to developing your dream. Spark Plug, do you know that there's so many people that are walking around with a dream that's not even their own dream? It's mama's dream or grandma's dream, and part of the reason why they've never moved forward on it is because it's not their dream. And so you need to understand, is this my dream? And if it's not, what is my dream? Because we all have a dream. There's awesome. We all have something that we want to grow and make better, again, for ourselves, for our communities, and for our families.
Now, tell us a little bit about your, this is an aside here, your mastermind groups.
The mastermind groups. Spark Plug, I love the mastermind groups because what masterminding is it brings people of like, who are like-minded together to really process on key concepts. And one of the mastermind groups that I've been running for a couple of months now is based on John Maxwell's 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And this book came out in October. And masterminding is not just a book club. You know, people think, well, why do I need to just register for a book club? It's not a book club. I would recommend that people, you know, read and prepare before they come to the session. But what we do is we really get in and talk about the different laws, the law of intentionality, which is my most important favorite one. You'll hear me say that a lot. This is my most favorite law. Growth doesn't just happen. And I think a lot of times we expect growth to happen. If I just sit here, it's going to happen, and it doesn't just happen. You have to be intentional about your growth. You have to put feet on it, which is my buzzword for this week. You've got to put action on it and be intentional about your growth. The law of awareness, you know, we really get into studying that. And people get to apply these laws to themselves and get feedback from other people in the group and develop a plan so that they can work on their growth as they develop professionally or personally. The last group we had, we probably had a good mix of people who were participating so that they could do better in their jobs, and just people who wanted to look at how can I grow and be a better person in my life. And so I grow every time I do a mastermind group, and we do them virtually, and then we do them face-to-face. Initially, people were kind of nervous about the virtual groups, but they love it. They're usually about 1 hour, and we're usually on the phone longer than that. We're usually on the conference line longer than that, just because people really want the feedback from the other masterminders and myself. So it's a very strong, powerful group. It's a closed group, so when it starts, we start with what we have. So if we start with five, we're going to go with five, and those five will be with us over the next few weeks. And we're going to have some mastermind groups for the 15 laws starting in February.
All right. Well, and finally, where can our listeners go to learn more about the Put Your Dream to the Test Symposium or to connect with you?
Sparkplug, they can connect with me in a variety of places. They can connect with me on Facebook at The Resurgent Group. The Resurgent Group, The Impact Experience. We have pages on Facebook. They can connect with me on Twitter, Dr. Tanya A. Lowe. They can connect on the Impact, and it's the handle for Twitter for Impact is the letter M, Pact Experience. They can also visit our website, www.theresurgentgroup.com. And they can always call us for more information at 678-451-4259. 678-451-4259.
And give out that Eventbrite address where they can go and register one more time, please.
The Eventbrite address is PYDTTT2013.eventbrite.com.
Dr. Tanya A. Lowe, CEO of the Resurgent Group of Metro Atlanta and the Impact Experience, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug. Thanks for having me.
It's been my pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women business owners like Dr. Tanya A. Lowe, who are doing great things in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. So until next time, this is Sparkplug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and it's my job to help them do it. Thanks again for tuning in to Sparkplug Radio.